of your mobile.
For SDC Mobile.
Captain W, good morning. You're running early.
KM4NAP for ID. You running early and I'm running late.
When's that happening again?
Rare.
Weekend.
Oh. Yep. Same old, same old.
Good. Country's Ed, I'm coming after you.
I already got Ecuador. I can't remember which other one you told me you got.
Yeah, I told you Ecuador was on there, and then I never did get him. His wife called him for dinner, and he had to leave. It's like, man, really? Come on, in Jamaica, they both quit before I had a chance.
Yeah, a good morning group, I think that's the name of it. It's on lower end of 40 meters. They come out of Jamaica every morning. They finally sign off somewhere around 6:30.
Early.
I'm out here all night long.
Then to an operator out of, he's out of Canada. He runs mobile with one of those baby Tar Heel antennas. He's working on his second round of working all counties in North America, and he does it all mobile from his car.
Yep. What kind of heck do you keep up with that?
I fuel up. KN4TFW, back in a minute.
DOT Mobile. So early this morning, Mike. I'm not sure. You're excited to go to work, I bet.
I had too good of a weekend, and I need something to damper that down.
Bingo.
Oh, same old, nothing exciting. Just typical weekend.
They retire from them papers?
These days. I still got some more radio stuff I want to get, and this is how I pay for it without Mama getting on my head too bad.
This way?
Sprinkling real light my way.
Sprinkle over here.
Covered in there this morning?
What kind of exciting things do you have planned for today?
Well, I want to do some sales calls and work on a couple of things that I got going on and just try to get something good accomplished.
Back. Good morning, Kim.
Kim?
Didn't do much of anything. Played around on the radio a little bit. Learned a little more about that radio. Got to talk to Mike on 80 meters on Friday night. That was pretty cool.
DOT. Oh, that's great. That's pretty cool.
Countries in Mesh 3.
So with ND7J, on 80 meters. That was pretty cool. And he's gave me some tips on helping me with my radio. You know, I didn't have any trouble at all with my breakers on 100 watts since I've added about an 18-inch piece of coax in there in my shack to that radio. I think I had a loose connection.
Pretty good this weekend with it. It's the Saturday is the Contact All Counties in South Carolina contest, and Sunday is Contact All Counties in North Carolina.
I don't think my antenna's high enough. Now that I'm looking at things and talking to people, and you know, my antenna is not high enough.
About 20 feet off the ground, and I don't have any problems getting out. How high is yours?
Well, there's portions of it that are 20 feet. I'd say about 20 feet or less right there near my driveway.
Got just a little bit of a slant to it. Probably no more than 3 or 4 inches, but I would say it's 20 feet with no problem. I won't get it on up to 30.
That's what I need to try to do. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but anyhow.
Next time we get together and having some frog legs or something like that, we'll figure out what we need to do.
It's closed indefinitely. And the rumor is that they got it for sale, kind of non-official, unpublic, but got it for sale.
Well,
it'll come out, you know, in time, but as much as I didn't like waiting on the food, I did like eating there occasionally.
I have to see, because Carol knows the owner. See if she can find out for us.
Yeah, put her on it.
I'll pool our money and buy it ourselves, and but I'm going to tell you now, if we did that, I ain't waiting tables because I ain't shaving my legs.
I can drum us up some more business.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't mind having that place. I'll see what I can do. Get Carol on the track of it and see if we can find out what's going on.
Is she kin to them?
Not that I know of. I don't think she is. She's just real good friends with the owner, and of course his mom and dad, who's already passed. His daddy was a preacher.
Carol's saying that, but I couldn't remember how she knew them, but she's known them for a while, I think.
Ever since she was a child, I think somewhere around like 8, 9 years old, somewhere along in there.
The investor that wanted to get with me to try to go in to buy that thing if it was for sale, but man, if you bought a restaurant, you're married to it. That's it. You can ride up, be like that paper route. I mean, you could never go nowhere.
Little secret, I got a daughter-in-law that knows how to run a restaurant.
Granddaughter that's in the culinary business and worked down there at Disney, how's she doing?
Good. She decided not to go back. The rent down there was just way too much more than she wanted to pay. So she's working up here right now. She's temporarily working at Target's in Anderson. And I was shocked. They're paying her $15 an hour just to put stuff on the shelf.
Well, but they only got one bathroom down there, I think. That's one of them unit bathrooms.
The store, I think, two times since it's been open.
That was a kind of a political joke there. Well, that's good. Is she taking any classes?
Going back and finishing up this fall.
I see her, you know, go places. Man, she had a deal and a half down there at Disney World.
But her school screwed her up. she thought she was enrolled, and she quit and came back up here and come find out they didn't do all the paperwork, so they didn't have a slot for her. So hopefully this fall, I'll be right back.
With any of those parks on the air?
Was that Eisenhower Park that girl was, I don't know, is she doing a contest?
Parks on the air, and they got certain parks, and you go and set up portable and see how many contacts you can make, but she's like their top prize winner there in that contest, man. You can't hardly beat her. She works about four people a minute, it seems like.
Located.
Yeah, usually she's up in like Maryland and Delaware and up in that area.
Alright, guys, I'm going to hop out of here. I'm rolling up to work. 7-3 is to you. Have a good one, and we'll catch you later. KK4POT.
7-3 is Tim.
See you shortly.
Five times in that, man. I don't know what kind of rig she's got, but she's always coming in wide open.
She was 5'9" coming in there blasting me. No, I was walking out the church, and I'd got to flip on just enough to hear her. And she must have incredible reception, but anyhow. All right, let me grab this phone. I'll be back. KK4NXC.
Ken, there was 12 parks on the air on yesterday, and I missed 8 of them because I barely could hear them, but I got 4 of them.
Got 3, man. I struggled to pick out anything. It was hard. And although I did figure out a few things with the radio and got it to where I can do a little bit better, but, man, it was just really, really hard to get anybody out, especially on 40.
And how to tweak her, huh?
Couple of settings. I finally watched a YouTube video, and there was a couple of settings I didn't know how to, like that contour. You can cut something out or you can add to something, and I was always cutting it out, but I needed to be adding, and so I changed that and fixed a few things up, and it worked pretty good. And then I read up about split, because some of those de-expeditions are going to be working split, so had to read up on that.
Split, but I don't like it. I just felt uncomfortable doing it.
Yeah, but they're saying that de-expedition's going to do it, and I'd sure like to get that in Antarctica.
Nice one to have.
Get that guy in France on 20 meters. And then I got that guy in, Luis, down in Venezuela.
My buddy Louis over in Spain, yeah.
No, I don't think I've gotten Louis. I've got 3 or 4 operators over there in Spain, but I don't remember Louis and that. But yeah, over in France they were having the French contest, contact all their counties, so they were wide open, and you could pull them out pretty good.
Today I was going to try and spend all day on the radio. I was going to stay up. Well, wound up having to go to Anderson with the wife and took her out to Red Lobster for lunch. Come back, sat down in the chair, nodded off for about a couple of hours, and then wound up having to go to the dump. And she looked at me, she said, "We go in the firehouse." So that's where I ended my day.
Yeah, they got this weekend. Saturday is the South Carolina party, and I see Susan's off on Saturday, so we'll probably do some running around. I won't have a lot of radio time, and it's only like an 11-hour contest, I think.
And they're trying to get a few contacts here, there, and yonder.
Better chance on Sunday getting the North Carolina ones.
Find out. Just get in there and get her done.
Over the weekend, kind of practicing, trying to break through a pileup, you know, figuring out how's the best way how to do it. But if the propagation's right, I can usually jump in there pretty decent.
was talking to, they were like between 4 and 5 on me. And both of them gave me a 10 plus, 10 over S9 reading. So apparently I was getting out better than I was receiving them.
A couple of times too. I'm having a little hard time catching some of them out west, but I noticed that out west they tend to do 20 and 17 and that, and just hard to pull them in because their signal is so down.
I think about the radio I got, it's got 2 preamps in it, and I keep it on the strongest one, that way Hope Bell won't miss anybody.
17-meter contact.
Somebody on yesterday, and I was going to give him a holler, and he, I don't know, I guess it was a band, I don't know, he just disappeared.
60-meter was wide open. I don't know, about, 6:30, 7 o'clock, man, they were all, there was somebody on every frequency on 60.
I was calling it an evening.
It'll be on one of the frequencies, but it shouldn't have been where I heard it at, because that was only for phone. You know, they got a different frequency for CW and that, but I don't know, maybe it was another country.
Possible. I know all the frequencies for 60 meters is pre-programmed into my radio, and all I got to do is hit the VFO and go.
Well, I have to keep looking at the band plan and tuning over to it.
I got 9 or 10 frequencies automatically programmed in.
I could go ahead and I could get a cable to hook the radio to my computer, and then I'd be able to control the radio from my computer.
I could do that with mine, but I don't think that'd be as much fun.
Well, you could at least see the waterfall a little bit bigger, right?
I'll punch it, and I'll have a full screen.
If you're running lower sideband, I shouldn't be able to hear you if I'm above your frequency, right?
Sound like QRM.
Some stations, you know, I'd be 2 above them and hear them, and then 3 below them, you're still hearing them.
Frequency splatter. They running so much power. Got their mic gain so high that it just splatters everywhere.
It was coming in strong last night about 8 o'clock. I tried for 20 minutes to get him before I shut down, but I couldn't get through. There was a storm coming from the west. I think that was kind of messing me up.
Guy on 40 meters early yesterday morning from Alaska, but he was doing it remotely through a station in Kentucky. He said there was no propagation up there whatsoever right now.
Haven't heard anybody from up there yet.
Said when you have propagation up there, he said it's pretty much local. He said, if you really want to get out and talk to people, he said, you either have to go digital or you have to go remote.
Meantime, I haven't got Hawaii, and I haven't heard anybody from Hawaii yet.
Stations that will come out of Hawaii that will just about peg you out. And they usually get into the big contest, and best time to pick them up is about between 6 and 6:30. Early morning.
I guess for sure. Here, Nat. So, everybody have a good day. Stay dry. Look forward to catching everybody back in the morning. And so I'll just say 73 KN4 TFW.
Yeah, I hope to catch you later on. Maybe we'll get lucky and catch up on 80 or something. So 73s.
Have a good day. Be careful. And maybe I'll catch you this afternoon on the way home. Taxi.
Raining over this way now. You getting anything over that way?
Iowa's Road, about a mile from the interstate. Just a light sprinkle like before.
This is where the trucks that bring the papers in from out of the state, north part of the state, somewhere over on, I think he said, over on Edwards Road, something like that. About 15 minutes travel now. It was the first day that that they were there, so they still got to work all the bugs and stuff out.
Hopefully it won't take them long to do that. Fine.
Got done about 3 minutes ago.
You ain't running late.
For a Monday.
You else, ain't you?
About 2 miles away.
Almost designated here.
Apparently got my curiosity up about that place. I've got to find out what's going on that one.
Sure, they don't have any dates of being open or nothing. It just says closed indefinitely. I don't know. You know, I didn't know if they were sick or what was going on.
I know why they shut down in the wintertime, because there's enough local business to keep them going.
I think you'd have to spend 30 or 40 grand to kind of straighten the place out a little bit. But I don't know. I don't know nothing about that business as far as the restaurant business.
I had a friend that ran a restaurant, and he said buffet is where you make your money. He said, of course you're gonna have people go back 3-4 times. He said you're gonna have people that only go back once. And he said you plan your price where you clear about anywhere from $1 to $2 above your cost. And if you really want to save money, you use disposable utensils and plates and stuff. And he said you'll stay well above your cost, and he said you'll do well.
Something to keep in mind. Hey, I'm designated. You take care, my friend. Enjoy your coffee, and I hope everything goes well today for you. KK4 NXC clear on your final.
Glad you made it in. I'll holler at you in the morning. And as soon as I find out something, if I find out something today, I'll let you know. And hopefully it'll be good. So KK4 NXC, KM4 NAP, 73 is my friend. And have a safe trip home when you get off.
You need to find out today. KK4 NXC, please.